Well, this is interesting. They found out the longer you are with somebody, the less you need to spend on Valentine's Day.
Yeah, accurate.
Is it really?
Yeah.
You are more in tune with long-term relationships than I am.
I feel like, no kidding. I feel like it becomes less about a piece of jewelry, more about something that's thoughtful or a meaningful note in a card.
Or, frankly, dare I've run out of ideas at this point
in
the
game. Can I just get a foot rub?
That's right. They found that if you've been together for more than 20 years, oh my God, that's like a lifetime. Oh my God. I'm sweating thinking about that. Then
a committed relationship. Imagine it.
Oh, it's committed also? Oh, my God. What the hell? Why are you putting all these restrictions on my freedom? All right. If you've been together for more than 20 years, you're going to spend $64.
Each or total?
I think that's for one person.
Yeah.
Okay, now here's the bad news. If you've just met somebody you think is really special and you want to impress him or her because Valentine's Day, that door swings both ways. Let's keep that in mind.
Let me guess, they want you spending Apple Watch kind of money.
I don't know what an Apple Watch costs because to me, Apple is the Antichrist, but they recommend about $700.
What?
$700.
Yeah, okay.
Wow.
Yeah, no.
You couldn't start more than a few relationships a year.
Well.
Oh, man.
Oh, you're too much.
Life just keeps getting more and more complicated and expensive.